Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent meta-analysis which compared outcomes after an ACL reconstruction using bone patellar tendon bone autografts or allografts. Patients and clinicians often need to consider what surgical option they prefer when undergoing an anterior cruciate ligament or ACL reconstruction. Many physicians and researchers have investigated the benefits of either auto or allo bone patellar tendon bone graft. However, conclusive evidence as to which is the best option has yet to be determined. The purpose of this meta-analysis was to compare outcomes between two specific surgical options in efforts to better answer this debate. A literature search yielded 76 studies published between 1998 and 2012 that included over 5,000 young and physically active patients who had an ACL reconstruction using either an auto or allograft reconstruction. The authors found that patients with allografts had better return to pre-injury level, passive knee stability, overall knee scores, and anterior knee pain. However, patients with autografts had better graft rupture rate, subjective knee scores, knee symptoms, anterior knee laxity, and single-legged hop test performance. The debate continues as to whether or not an allograft or autograft may be better when utilizing a bone patellar tendon bone ACL reconstruction. The results of this study, as well as a previous meta-analysis, appear to be marginally favorable to the autograft. However, readers should interpret these results with caution. In an effort to gather a high number of scientific studies for this analysis, the study merely looked at outcome-based studies and did not exclusively include studies that directly compared the two techniques. This results in a possibility for variability in between study methodology results, potentially affecting the outcomes. For example, there may be a patient characteristic that influenced the decision of whether or not to have an allograft or autograft, for example, history of anterior knee pain or age. What's interesting is that this study, along with an earlier 2008 meta-analysis, found higher graft rupture rates in allograft patients. There are different theories as to why this may be occurring, but there is consistent evidence that autografts have a lower risk of graft rupture. The authors highlight patient satisfaction because it's an important factor in deciding outcomes post-ACL reconstruction, and indicated that an indirect assessment of patient satisfaction favor autograft as the best selection. However, anterior knee pain was significantly less in an allograft patient, as expected. But it is interesting that the authors did not consider this to be a measure of patient satisfaction. It would be interesting to see a meta-analysis conducted on randomized comparative studies of these two grafts that followed patients out to various time points and included imaging assessments to determine joint degeneration as well as traditional patient-reported and functional outcomes. This week we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. This first post reported that the predominant mechanisms of concussion in the NHL are player-to-opponent contact. This is usually directed to the lateral aspect of the head by the shoulder, elbow, or glove of the opponent. Players that sustain a concussion typically do not have the puck, and often a penalty was not called on the play. And the other post noted that following repair of massive rotator cuff tears, preoperative fatty infiltration of the infraspinatus and postoperative reduced acromial humeral distance negatively affect healing and functional outcomes, respectively. Each of these factors should be considered when determining prognosis and prescribing treatment strategies. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week on social media, our posts included a cartoon via Scientific American that explained how head injuries damage the brain. We also shared an article that noted injections plus exercise may be cost-effective compared to exercise therapy alone for shoulder pain and lead to less time off from work. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Now, until then, have a fun one.